Make sure you check out our podcast at joeandalexshow.com. You can also subscribe. If you can, give us a 5-star review. Helps us out. And thanks to you, we got over 2 million listens, which is just it blows my mind to even be able to say that. I love anything military related, like when it comes to welcoming home and surprises. I cry like a big, bald baby. And I guess speaking of big, how about this big bobblehead story that's going viral with Bobblehead Sam? There's this soldier, his name's Sam. He's actually from Indiana, but lives in Texas now. And he's over in Iraq, serving and protecting our country. But their family had a little fill-in because they have younger kids. So they have a bobblehead that looks just like him. They got it made.
Aww.
And they would take it on all the adventures with them.
And that's so precious.
This story is just so awesome right here. This is from Fox 59 in Indianapolis, Indiana.
They call him Bobblehead Sam. The pint-sized wobbler is of Sam Giltner, a Hoosier hero living in Texas now. Well, while he was deployed overseas, the doll went viral, as did the real Sam. But as Fox 59's Mike Sullivan tells us, Sam's back to upstage his plastic partner in crime one last time.
These toys may look human, move like it too, but nothing beats the real thing.
I'm back to being a dad. Like, that's it.
You may know Sam Giltner by his counterpart, or should I say viral sensation.
Bobble Sam is more attractive to me, and he's a more compelling story.
Standing several inches tall, Bobblehead Sam is his body double for his wife and children. Real Sam is in the Army, deployed to Iraq for 9 months.
He was having a great time. It actually became a pretty good hit amongst the soldiers there as well.
The doll going to school functions, on vacations, even hobnobbing with celebs.
Bobble Sam lived kind of the best life.
His exploits generating buzz in the doll's social media account. Everyone wanted to meet him.
It was something we never dreamed that would happen.
But the children longed for so much more. They saw their father on the news, in a selfie with the president during a surprise visit.
The one that became, you know, famous for at least 24 hours.
Still, not enough. But you see,
you have another birthday present waiting for you.
Those games are over now.
You turn around, and I'm going to get the present.
Real Sam is home.
Boys!
Each time is, I would say, harder, more exciting to come home. The nerves are up. We took one picture at the ceremony, and I think we're done with Bobblehead Sam for a while.
I just keep telling him, Tag, you're it. I've been doing it alone for 9 months. It's your turn to step in.
You know what? That is such a cool thing right there. And if you actually go look at these photos, it's just amazing. Like, everywhere they go, they got a little bobblehead in there. And there's been other stories like that where people take a stuffed animal or different things, you know, around the world.
I love this idea.
But it's so cool. I'm gonna put that out there at joeandalexshow.com. I'll put a blog up so you can actually see all the places that Bobblehead Sam has been.
Yesterday, my very best friend since high school, her husband got deployed for a year. And
wow.
They told her that they're not going to be able to speak for a year. So she had to say goodbye to him yesterday. And so she's, you know, going through that or whatever. And this would be such a great gift idea to, like, get a bobblehead made that looks like him for her.
Maybe if anybody knows, like, where you can get a bobblehead made, like, if your company does that or if you can recommend somewhere, because that's what this guy did. Maybe we can find out. Maybe you can kind of give that to her for a gift or something. Okay, it's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now.